Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of Why We Play, the interview show that wants to focus on you, the average gamer, and why you play games. My name is Brennan Benton, and for a long time, I've always been interested in when and why people started playing games, and if they still play, and what and why do they play. These are the questions this show wants to explore. Once a week, I want to bring a new voice from you, the normal person. In a free-form 30-minute interview, looking into why you play video games and what they mean to you. This episode is actually going to be a bit shorter, as it's just me talking about myself and what I kind of want this show to become. Video games have always been a big part of my life, from early childhood playing Sonic 3D Blast with my dad, or Super Mario Brothers with my friend Ty living across the street in Illinois. From the beginning, I was hooked, and I have not stopped playing since. Gaming has always been something special to me, as it has always provided a common ground for me to bond with people, whether it be family or friends or just someone I barely know, as well as an escape from the drudgery of work and school life. When my dad was in the military and would be deployed, we would play online backgammon together, allowing us to talk when I wouldn't see him for large swaths of time. He's pretty much the main reason why I started playing games, providing me with my first console, the Sega Saturn, and then later the PlayStation 1 when he came back from Bosnia. And it's still something that we connect on to this day, him having just bought an Xbox One. I've been playing games ever since, and once again this comes to mind when I moved over to Germany when I was about 12 years old. Games were the way for me to break the ice with people, and especially with Cameron, who's still to this day my best friend. And we would spend breaks and lunch, and even most of class time, to be honest, talking about games like Resident Evil or Halo or what family we were going to burn next in The Sims by placing rugs all over the house next to a fireplace, and then take bets on how long it would take for the entire house to burn down. I know it's sadistic, but it's what we did at 4 in the morning while sneaking whiskey from my parents' stash. And even now, he's in the Air Force and he's stationed overseas in Korea, and once again, Xbox is the way that we still stay in contact, and we talk, even to this day, whether it be playing games like Halo or Doom or, Destiny back when he was playing that, but that's how we still mostly talk to this day. Not really on social, we don't really call each other, just hop on if I see him online, shoot him an invite, boom, we're talking again. Now, I'm 26 now, so he's been my friend for over 10 years, and this is the way that we still talk. And games have facilitated that. Games have helped me stay in contact with him and other people that I know. But these are also all people that I've met in person. This doesn't even hold a candle to the amount of people in relationships of friendships with just random people I've met only online. And let's be honest, I know most of them better than I know my extended family. My friend Chris, who used to be my co-guild leader in World of Warcraft, who I actually met as he was driving through Atlanta a couple years ago. We hooked up and had a couple drinks. It was actually a pretty surreal moment, because up until that point, I'd only known his voice and his avatar. Today, all my Whiskey Six Clan buds, who I still play Xbox with almost every night, and we talk in our own private Discord channel almost every day. From Chaferton to Ryan to Jeremy to Chad and everyone else. Moose Nuts. Oh, Moose Nuts. Gotta get him on here, because he's an interesting cat. This also just includes the random cool dude who mics up in Overwatch randomly, or a member of another community like the Kinda Funny or Giant Bomb community that I've interacted with on Titanfall 2 or Overwatch. But regardless, all of these people have the same common connection, the same common bond, playing video games. We don't have to like the same music or enjoy the same movie or hell, even enjoy the same game. But regardless of what you play and where you play it on, there is still a common ground that you can meet halfway in the middle and talk about. And that is the fact that all of us enjoy video games. So that's what I want this podcast to focus on. I want to turn the mic towards you. I want your stories from what you play, where you play, how you play, what you play it on, why you play, the experiences you've had with the game itself or just the community around it. Whether you're the social butterfly who just hops into any chat channel and talks to everybody, or the hermit who speaks to no one and plays only by himself, I want to be there to interview you. I want to talk to you. Whether you've relapsed gamer or you play constantly all day, every day, I want your voice. I want your stories. I want to know you. I want to show you to the rest of the community. This show has two missions in mind. The first one is just to talk to you, to learn more about you, to tell your stories. Stories of game experiences you've had, how you feel about the gaming industry as a whole, your praise, your complaints, the friendships you've made, the enemies you've created. I want to know all that you want to give. I want your voice. The second goal of this show, and it's a little bit of a it's a little bit more of an abstract idea, honestly, but I want to start connecting people together who, just by talking about who they are, what games they play, their backstories, why they play, or even how they play, I want to show that you can bring people together by one common interest and create friendships and connections just around games by themselves. To any degree, you can create a tight-knit relationship with a random You can create a tight-knit relationship that you play with somebody every night in the same game over and over again for thousands and thousands of hours, like I have in Destiny, or Overwatch, or World of Warcraft. Or I want you to hook up with that person that just shows up on your friends list once a month because that's all the time they can spare. To run a raid together, to run a PvP match together, to just shooting the shit for once a month. I want to do my part in bringing the community at a large together and to share in this medium that we all participate in. So, that brings me to how you can come on. All you have to do is send me an email to whyweplayshow@gmail.com or just tweet at me at whyweplayshow on Twitter, and I will do everything I can to get your voice on in the quickest manner possible. As I said numerous times, I want to hear about you. I want your stories. I want your background as to why you play. Because gaming is something that you either deal with on the cursory or you're wholeheartedly into. It's very rarely is there a middle ground. So I want to know more. I want to know more. I guess that should be the slogan of this show. I want to know more. So yeah, that is the synopsis of what I want Why We Play to be. If you enjoyed this idea, make sure you email or tweet at me. I'm always looking for feedback, good or negative, and I will respond to you duly in time. Also, if you enjoyed this idea and this show, tell a friend. The larger the audience, the more voices I could bring forward into the show to introduce them to the gaming community as a whole. I know this is a monumental task to try to get people of all different communities together to talk to each other in one place, but if I can do at least a small part in achieving this goal, then I feel like I have done my job and that this podcast wasn't for waste. So, as I said, this episode is going to be a little bit shorter. It's honestly just talking to myself in a microphone. It's a little bit disconcerting. This is why I'm not very good at job interviews either. Talking about myself is pretty hard, which is why I'm going to ask you to talk more. So yeah, that's it for the episode zero, I guess I'll title this, of Why We Play. My name is Brennan Benton, and until next time, enjoy games you play, and let's all have a dialogue.